Good morning, Juanita.
Hi, how are you?
I'm so good, dear. Thank you so much for agreeing to do this. I know, I know that you're, you know, a little bit shy, and I really, really appreciate it a lot. And for all the folks out there who are listening, Juanita is a patient of mine, and she has agreed to spend some time this Sunday to share her experience in regaining her health. Right, Juanita?
Right.
So how did you hear about this nutrition response testing stuff in the first place?
Well, I listened all last spring and summer, and I even called your show to ask a couple questions.
That's right.
Yeah, and then listened again when we got back from Arizona, and the more I listened, I just thought, And to tell you why I was listening so intently.
Tell me.
Well, because I was feeling so bad. And I thought, jeepers, I got to do something here. And I have IBS and arthritis. And
what was the first one?
IBS.
IBS. Right. You have IBS and you had IBS and arthritis. And anything else?
Oh, no, not really. Just the two of them.
Yeah, it's enough.
Yeah, it was.
It's enough.
Yeah. So.
And how long had you been dealing with it, and what other means or methods had you tried to find the solution for it?
Well, really, as far as the IBS, you just have to really watch what you eat, and then sometimes it doesn't matter. So I was trying to be careful about my diet.
Right.
And, of course, I cheat, and so... That
cheat. You mean you cheat on yourself? You mean you eat things you found out, actually.
Yeah.
What it was. So you didn't know you were cheating on the front side.
Well, I kind of did early on.
Oh.
For many, many years, and coffee and any alcohol would bother me. But anyway, and then arthritis. I had hip surgery and was thinking this summer the way the had my left hip. So I thought, oh, no, I'm going to have my right hip because it was really bothering me.
Yeah, you had some surgery on that because that hip seemed to be degenerating.
Well, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, I, you know, had a hip replacement on
my
left hip. And so I thought, oh, I hate to do this. So,
and of course, just an aside, you know, we in our relationship that we've gotten together, I hope you learned that you actually ate your way into losing that hip.
Yeah. I got to admit it, I guess.
I mean, it's just like, if we only had known.
Right, right. But hey, it's tough.
It is. It is. So you did, I mean, you had at least consulted with some other practitioners of various sorts, is that right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How many and who?
Well, not really.
I mean, not the person, but what type?
Oh, just my regular medical doctor.
Okay.
and an orthopedic clinic, and you know, they did what they knew to do.
Right.
And so there I was, and I just didn't want to have surgery, and I was tired of feeling bad.
Right. And what was it about the show that caused you to finally, you know, reach out? I mean, what were you hearing? What was your...
Well, at this point, I thought, I've got to step out of my little space here. I've got to try something totally and completely different for me. And like so many people, I'm sure, would feel, it was, you know, we've always believed you go to the doctor and he helps you. And if he doesn't, you suffer through it and take your supplements, which I did, thought I was eating right. But the more you talked about it, I thought, jeepers, So I just stepped out and thought, I'm going to try something new.
You just stepped out. You wonderful person, you. I mean, not just because you stepped out to me, but because you stepped out, you know, from your comfort zone.
Well, yeah, what I knew and thought I knew was right my whole life.
So you stepped out and you came and you got your nutrition response testing evaluation.
I did.
And what was that experience like for you?
Well, I was very skeptical, as you know. And
kind of like me.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you didn't know that, but,
no.
You know, kind of like me. Yeah, exactly.
I was skeptical, but no, it was fine. I was a little nervous because I wasn't sure what the heck was going to happen, but I was pretty safe feeling, actually, though. and it was just so easy.
I mean, you were treated well.
Oh, yes.
I mean, and so you had the evaluation.
Yep.
And it was unusual for you. That was a nutrition response testing evaluation. We did the muscle testing,
yep.
or it's otherwise known as applied kinesiology. And so you got your program, and you decided to take the challenge.
That's right.
Why?
I wanted to feel good. I just didn't like, life wasn't much fun.
And what was it about the program, you know, so you got that far. So what was it about the program that caused you to, you know, okay, go, oh, all right, I'm going to do this.
Well, because, as I told you earlier, I was trying something new and I knew I had to go for it.
But you did. You know, I've had people, you know, more than I care to admit. You know, people come and get the evaluation, and I give them the information, and they take it. They say, thank you very much, or maybe they just run out and leave their shoes at the door. Just kidding.
No, I certainly wouldn't have wanted to do that.
And so I'm always very, very curious about, you know, why someone elects to, you know, make the changes and just do it. And that's why I ask sort
I
of
know.
Over and over. And,
yeah.
Because
well,
I'm just curious, you know, what tipped you over the edge?
I was exhausted. I didn't feel good. I didn't have interest in anything. And I thought, I got to try something. And this just doesn't work. I'm going to go, I don't know where. But I didn't have to go anywhere else.
You didn't have to go anywhere else.
No.
So talk about that.
Well, I just, the first month I didn't feel well at all, and I didn't realize exactly what was going on. And the second month I was feeling a little better, and what I was doing is what you told me about, what I read about in one of your pamphlets, that my body was actually eliminating
a lot of the toxicity and
exactly,
you know, that sort of thing. But
yeah.
But you had kind of hints, you had kind of little allegations that things might be turning around, but you didn't want totally admit it. Come on.
Yes, you're right.
Because if
right.
things...
Well, I didn't want to be disappointed.
Right. Right, which is completely natural. It's totally
It was a defense
normal.
Mechanism.
Yeah.
I didn't want my spirits built and then think, oh, gosh, that didn't help. But my spirits got better and better.
Right.
For
so
my body.
Right. So you watched it, and then there came a time when you finally accepted, you finally embraced the improvements.
I did.
And what are the improvements?
Well, I still have a problem with my IBS, much better than it was, but again, it's what I eat. And my arthritis, I mean, when cloudy weather comes, we all know we had kind of a rainy summer at times.
Yes, we did.
I didn't have any aches and pains.
Oh my goodness. Arthritis gone. That's it. Finished.
Yeah, really. Exactly.
That tells you ate your way there.
I know.
Right? You just like me, I just want to go boing. Oh my God. What was I thinking?
Well, we were thinking the way we knew life, and you know, this is the American way and the way most people do things, you know.
Right.
Eat what our parents, I mean, what else did we know?
Right. Right. That's exactly right. And so then all of a sudden, boom, this out-of-the-box thing, we open it up. We realize that an individualized nutritional healing program is actually the solution. Is it not?
It is.
And of course, what you're really experiencing, hon, is you're experiencing the alarm bells. Those are the symptoms, which are basically being turned off one by one. And then the healing process, that takes time.
That's right.
So you have to continue to do what you're doing.
That's right.
And I know you're up for that.
I sure am.
So your IBS is much improved, and your arthritis is all but gone or gone. And
just a little twinge sometime when I eat some sugar, Paul.
I'm so glad you said that.
Well,
I am.
I'm very truthful.
Well, and that's what makes you such a wonderful person, and also why I wanted you to come on and talk with me.
Well, good.
Because you know, there are a lot of people out there just like you, just like me, who are suffering.
Yep. Yep.
And they have arthritis, or they have IBS, or they have acid reflux, or maybe they have, you know, migraines, or maybe it's just, you know, menopause or premenstrual symptoms, or maybe it's you know, things like depression or irritability or, you know, those types of things. And now you know for real.
I do.
That it's all about nutrition.
I do. I do for sure. It's
got to be inspiring.
It is. I just want to, when I see my friends or see other people, I mean, you need to not eat sugar. And, oh, I wish you knew the doctor. No, not the doctor. Sorry, Paul. The wonderful man I see and how he's helped me. I just want everybody else to do it, too, because it works. And I feel sorry for people that are hurting because I knew what it felt like.
Exactly. And so what was the most challenging part of the program for you?
I guess, to be truthful, my family, my husband, he was all for it. But my friends, some of them, and some of my relatives, I mean, they looked at me like I, you know, had a horn or something on me. I was so, what are you doing? This sounds crazy. And I had to kind of overlook that and continue.
Which is not an easy feat.
No, it's not.
I mean, these are the people who you have, you know, sort of built a foundation on.
That's right.
These are the people who you trust, who you look to for, you know, for support. And yet you make a decision to do something different, and they make it difficult, don't they?
Well, they were just concerned. They thought that I should, you know, be seeing a specialist and this and that. But anyway, they're all kind of not saying too much, but they're looking at me like, hey. And then I have people that just say, yes, I see such a difference in you.
And those are the people who are really observing and really being supportive, really. I mean, you know, the honest truth is, when we make a decision, no matter what that decision might be, which is outside of the box,
yeah.
You know, the for me, from my perspective, the fortunate consequence is, you know, we kind of flesh out who's with us and who isn't.
Well, I don't think it was anything meant in any derogative way or anything. They were worried about me. They loved me, and they were worried and thinking I maybe was getting led astray, but I sure wasn't, and I just stuck to it.
And so what's been the biggest surprise or surprises, you know, of this whole process for you?
Probably just gradually I'm thinking, golly, my hip doesn't hurt. I was getting out of the car so slow, and I was in the habit of doing it. And I thought, why are you doing this? Get out of the car normal. And that was kind of like, what's wrong with me? I can do it right now.
So, and that does speak to habit, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does.
Which is one of the reasons, you know, remember and I hope you remember this, but very early on, you know, you had a question in your skepticism, in all fairness, which is completely and totally reasonable. But in your skepticism, you know, was, you know, why do you have to come back once every week? And, you know, why are there so many visits and, you know, all that sort of thing?
Yeah.
And what would you say about that now?
Well, it's very important because you need to be tested, because your body changes, the things you need change. And sometimes you need a different supplement that you give me. And it's important for you to know what's going on with me. And I always have questions.
Always have questions, which is wonderful.
Yep.
And so, and the other part of that, of course, is if you want to change a life, you have to change a lifestyle.
And that's right. And I found it's really easy to get to your office.
And to change a lifestyle.
Yeah. Well, that's harder.
You have to form new habits.
That's right. I do.
And in forming those new habits, you got to have support. You've got to have, you know, someone in your corner all the time, looking after, you know, giving you the you know, the tough love if necessary.
Yeah, and that was you.
And that was me.
And is you.
And is me. and you know, honestly, hon, that's what makes the difference between success and not success.
Well, whatever it is, I like it.
Would you just hold just a minute? We've got to take a break. It's radio time, and I want to finish up what we're doing.
Okay.